Previously on Bates Motel.
I'm gonna be moving to Seattle.
When?
A few days.
I came here on official bank business, and I also wanted to say goodbye.
I told you the DEA called me about you. Might want to be sure they don't need you before you disappear off the radar.
I perfectly understand that newlyweds often want time alone. Is that it? If I come home now, will I be in the way of your honeymoon?
I don't know what you're talking about, Norman. It's not what you think. Okay, I did it for the medical insurance.
I don't believe you.
Everything I have ever done, I have done it for you.
Then prove it.
Welcome home, Norman.
Thank you, Mother. Freezing in here, Mother. Is there a window open?
I don't know. The heater doesn't seem to be on. I'll go look. Try go back to bed.
Well?
No, I'm hoping it resets itself. Otherwise, we freeze to death.
Maybe we could turn on our gigantic new television and get a weather forecast.
Oh, stop it. We needed one.
Why did you feel like we needed a new television all of a sudden?
I don't know. Maybe I was lonely. We're not giving it back, so get used to it.
Oh, you've become a spaghetti western fan.
I just got those for fun. Calm down, Norman. I don't know, it's not resetting itself, so it's broken. I was just gonna call someone in the morning.
Can't you call someone now? It must be below 30 outside.
It's 3 a.m., the repair people, not emergency roadside service. Go back to bed, Norman.
I thought I'd be warmer if we slept in the same bed.
Yeah, that's fine, Norman. Sure.
What's going on, Mother?
I guess we got a little used to being apart, and so it feels a little different being together.
Are you happy I'm back?
Of course I am. Really happy. I am.
Okay.
It's not forever.
I know.
Hey, so how's he doing?
I think it was fine last night. You know, so happy to be back home. But, I don't know. It's like if... Honestly, it's awkward. Because I think so much has changed since he was here, and he feels it. But he's good. He's good. I think he's doing much better.
Oh, good, good. No, that's good to hear. So am I gonna see you later?
Yeah, I'll stop over later, okay? I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, me too. Norma.
Yeah.
So when are you gonna tell him?
I'll do it when it makes sense, okay? I promise. It won't take forever. I promise.
No. I get it.
Okay, thank you for understanding. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Mother, are you in there?
Yeah!
Norman, I'm gonna be down to make you breakfast in a second, okay?
I gotta go, okay? Bye-bye.
The repairman can't come out till tomorrow, so I'm gonna have to go out and buy a few space heaters so we don't die.
You got new curtains?
Yeah, I made them myself.
Oh, is that what all the fabric was in the corner of my room?
Yeah, I was sewing in there.
You made my room into a sewing room?
No, I was just sewing in there. It doesn't make it a sewing room. It's still your room. I'll move all this stuff into Dylan's room.
Can't believe Dylan's moving. Feels like so much has changed while I was gone.
Well, that's just life, honey. You know, that's all good stuff.
I kind of like the old curtains.
Come on, sit down. Let's eat. Welcome home, Norman. Welcome home to your freezing house.
Thank you, Mother. Oh, and thank you for everything that you did and went through and put up with to give me the help I needed.
I'd do anything for you. You know that, right?
Oh, so did the sheriff actually have to live here?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes?
We actually became good friends. And the fact that he did all of this, you know, to help, he's just very nice, and I think that you should thank him.
Of course. No, it really is. And I will. I'm very appreciative of all he's done for us.
Don't forget your medicine.
Of course. All fixed now.
I've missed you.
Hi. Flight 218 to Indianapolis.
Thank you. Something wrong? Hang on one second. I'll be right back.
Rebecca Hamilton?
Yes?
DEA. We'd like you to come with us, please, Miss Hamilton.
Okay.
Would you please tell the sheriff that his wife's son is here to see him?
One moment.
Thank you.
Your wife's son is here to see you.
Yeah, sit him in. Please come in. So, how are you feeling?
Much better, actually. Yeah, Pineview was, well, it is a wonderful facility.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. It's great. Please, have a
nap. Thank you.
Do you want some bit of drink? You want to...
No. I just really wanted to thank you for everything that you've done for me and for my mother. I know it was a very difficult time for her, and I know that it probably meant a great deal for her to have a friend there. But the fact that you married her, it's above and beyond. We're both really very grateful.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm happy to do it, Norm.
And I just want you to know that you can be done now.
It can be done how?
I know you got married for the insurance, and I don't want to burden you with it. I'm an adult, and I'm going to get my own insurance.
All right. Well, insurance is, it's really expensive, Norman, and I know the motel hasn't been doing well.
There's other places to work besides a motel, Sheriff, and other things that I can be doing besides managing. So I'll be getting a part-time job while I continue on at the motel. And as soon as I get all this straightened out, which should be in the next 2 weeks, you and my mother can get a divorce.
You know, Norman, things change. And that's just, it's a part of
life. That's where you're wrong. Certain things can never change. Things that you know nothing about and never, ever will. But I will always remember that you helped my mother at a time that she was so confused and so vulnerable.
I think you need to be careful about how far you want to push this, Norman.
I'll let you know when I have my own insurance and we can start the paperwork for the divorce. So as not to expose your fraud.
Dylan!
Hey.
Hi.
What's up with all the heaters? Here.
Central heating's broken. The guy can't come out till tomorrow.
Well, the house must be freezing. You okay?
Yeah, we'll make it work. Norman got home last night, so I don't want to move him. I know. I just don't yell at me. He wanted to. I could hardly tell him that he couldn't come back to his own home. He's going to continue with therapy like 3 times a week, so it's a lot. And he's on meds for his black. I think he's doing much better.
All right. Yeah, I guess you just... You have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, I do.
Romero's still there?
No, he moved out.
You haven't told Norman about him yet.
I will, honey. I will. It's just day one. When are you leaving for Seattle?
We're going to start driving out the desert tomorrow.
Wow. Well, what are you guys doing tonight? I think it would be nice if you came over so Norman could see you and feel that he has all of our support. And we could even do something fun, like a family. We go get that tree that we talked about. Will you do that? Will you come over tonight? Please?
All right, we'll figure it out.
Oh, great. That'd be great. Come over around 5.
All right, sure. Okay.
Hello, Rebecca. What is going on? I'm going to miss my flight.
Yes, you are.
Well, I can't. I'm supposed to be on my way to Indiana. My mother isn't doing well.
We have reason to believe you've been aiding Bob Paris in laundering money through White Pine Bay Federated.
Why would you think that?
We've done a lot of detailed forensic accounting. We're confident we can prove the charges.
Kind of convenient for you to be quitting your job and heading to Indiana.
I quit my job because my mom is sick. I wanted to go home. I'm tired of White Pine Bay. This isn't a good place. This hasn't been a good place for me.
No, it is not a good place for a reason. There's someone who's been in charge there who's looked the other way on too many things.
Who?
Someone you know well. Sheriff Alex Romero. Now, it would be really unfortunate for you to go to jail and for him to go free, wouldn't it? That's your choice. everything that happens here is going to be completely up to you.
Hi. I missed you.
Did you know Norman came to see me this morning?
No, he must have done it while I was out. He didn't tell me anything. What'd he say?
Well, he thanked me for everything I've done for him.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice thing for him to do.
And he told me that you and I could get a divorce now, that he's going to get a part-time job and pay for his own insurance.
What?
Yeah. He thinks I manipulated you.
Manipulated me how?
To fill in the blanks.
You mean he knows we're sleeping together?
I think you have to tell him the truth, Norma, that we're together and that we love each other and that it's not going to change.
Okay, but it's just, it's too soon.
It's not going to get better. I mean, waiting's only going to make it worse. I mean, what are you trying to accomplish here?
I will know when the time is right. And I don't like being pushed into making a decision by either of you.
Making a decision.
An exchange of information. You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. If it's a choice, then you gotta figure out your choice. I gotta get back to work. Lock the door when you leave.
I'm not giving you up.
Well, then you gotta tell him.
It's freezing in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the heating's broken or something. You okay?
Yeah, it's just been a while since I've been here. Brings back a lot. So much has changed. Oh, I'm kind of nervous to see Norman. I hope it's not weird.
Oh, come on, ask my family. How could it be weird? Do you want, you want me to give you a few minutes to go say hi?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, Norman.
Emma. Look at you. You look wonderful. So sit down.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
Oh, better every day. And this whole thing has just been so crazy. I still can't believe I'm breathing with someone else's lungs. It's just, it's a weird world, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
You been okay?
Me? Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, it was hard being at Pineview, but I think it's, everything's better now. It's getting better. Yeah, it's back on track.
I'm glad, Norman. I'm really proud of you.
Can we just say it out loud so it stops being weird?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'm just really happy for you, Emma. You and Dylan just seem so perfect. And I don't know why it didn't happen sooner.
Really?
Really.
Thank you, Norman.
And I will always be grateful for your friendship, Emma. For you being the first real friend that I ever had.
We will always be good friends. No matter what.
Oh, I know we will.
Ugh, leave it to the lung transplant and the mental patient to get all weepy about shit. Jeez.
Hey, Norman.
Dude, look at us. We're all together and off to get the tree.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I'm back, Norman!
Oh, Smother, we should get going. Come on.
turn the music down a little, please?
Sure.
Is something wrong, Mother?
No.
You just haven't said much since you got home.
I'm fine.
Hey, here we are. Look at that.
Find the tree.
God, she's moody. I'm sorry, I forgot how she can be sometimes. Just ignore her and we'll have fun, okay?
Sure, Norman, we're fine. Everything's great. All right, Dylan?
Yeah, great.
Oh, come on, there's so many trees to choose from and I can smell them for the first time. It's wonderful.
Mother!
Jeez, Norman, don't jump out from a bunch of trees and sneak up on people.
I didn't jump out from a bunch of trees. You're just on edge. What's going on?
I don't know, Norman. I don't know what's going on. You know why? Because no one tells me anything. Things that you do, things that affect my life. I mean, but why talk to me about anything? I mean, what am I, like a doll? And the menfolk are gonna hash out who gets the woman in the homestead?
Oh, I see. So he told you?
Yeah, he told me because he respects me enough to tell me. What the hell does that mean? Pfft. That's bullshit, Norman. Anyone can do that. Pfft. I just diminished what you said.
Okay, maybe this just isn't the place to have this discussion, Mother.
I tried to talk to you about it at the house, but Dylan and Emma were already there. I am so upset with you, and I don't want to get into it, so stop provoking me! Stop it!
I can't believe we're moving a day after tomorrow. I'll be buying a tree for our house in Seattle. Isn't that just so strange?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It feels different for me being with my family than it used to. It's like I'm on the outside looking in at them. You know, I used to want so much from them, just stuff I was never gonna get, and I just never realized it. I feel terrible saying this, but I think that Norma and Norman are they're so messed up and they're never gonna change. I feel like they just keep dragging me into this black hole and I'm tired of it. I don't wanna live in it anymore.
I understand.
You might as well tell me what's wrong. I know you're angry. It's not like I can pretend you're not and go have a glass of cider and a candy cane and fa-la-la-la-la. You're ruining everything.
Fine. I cannot believe that you went behind my back to tell Alex that he and I should get a divorce.
Mother, you don't have to lie to me. I know you've been sleeping with him. That you had to do it to get insurance for me, but that sort of thing is horrible and you shouldn't have to live life like that. No one should. But if I have learned one thing at Pineview, it is that sometimes you have to let other people help in order to alleviate your burdens.
But that's not what happened. He's a good man. And I like him.
You like him?
Yes. Norman. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Oh, God. I knew we shouldn't have come here. You know, you're still acclimating to the meds. Honey, come on. Let's go home. Come on, honey.
Sorry, we gotta go. We can't leave Will with all the packing.
I understand. And it's freezing. I shouldn't have asked you over. Yeah. No, we wanted to see it before we left. Is the chocolate coming out?
No, I'm gonna have to get it clean, but it's still so wet.
Okay, well, let me give you this. Just drop it off on the way to Seattle.
Yep, thank you. You come visit us soon?
Yeah, I would love to.
Should we go upstairs and say goodbye to Norman?
No, he's still upset. Change is hard for him. Would you stop by before you leave?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
It's too cold to sleep in the house. Let's go down to the motel.
That's fine.
Oh, I feel so much better in here. Why didn't we think of this last night? What room do you want, honey? Norman.
What?
Do you want to talk?
No.
I know it's probably hard to accept.
Good night, Mother.
We should probably get some sleep. Dad wants to get an early start.
Yeah, he's already snoring. I heard him when I was in the kitchen.
You've been so nice. Sleeping on the couch every night.
Well, I didn't really want to freak him out all at once. You know, I thought it'd be a better way until you're all healed up. We should get some rest.
Please don't wake him. Be careful.
If you hurt yourself, I'm gonna kill you.
I'll be careful. I told him.
How do you feel?
It was hard.
A unicorn?
What?
Is that what you said?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you say you were a unicorn?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You did!
Well, thank you. Thank you for being whatever it is that you say, you say that you are.
Okay. You're very welcome.
You got it working.
Yes, I did.
Good.
Well, you just needed a new control panel. That was it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, if you ever want to get rid of that old furnace, just call us and we'll pick it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad that you didn't try and fire this thing up, because there's a crack in the firebox, and it could have inadvertently gassed the whole house, so that's good.
Okay, we'll get rid of it. I just got married, and my husband and I are going to clean out all this junk, so
nice.
It'll be good to rig.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sign your life away, please. Thank you. Thanks.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, this is my son, Norman. Steve just fixed the heating for us.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Yeah. You can show yourself out.
Cool. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. So I hear you and your husband are going to be cleaning up my basement.
Wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want a more functioning workshop?
Not particularly.
You're just trying to find any reason to be mad at me. You know, sometimes growing is so hard, it's hard for me too. But if you just open yourself up to it, things can be good, honey. Would you please make an effort? Please? Will you?
Okay.
I invited Alex for dinner. Too much food. I figured two grown men better safe than sorry.
Oh, looks great.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, it's gonna be fine. It's good to see you.
I'm glad you're joining us for dinner.
Norman, would you please set out the napkins?
Of course.
I like the curtains you made in the kitchen.
You do?
Yeah.
Thank you. I love sewing. I haven't done it in a long time.
Well, you're good at it.
No, it's just easy. Just push.
Would you pass the green beans, Sheriff?
How about you, you call me Alex, Norman?
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, I'd love it if you told me all about the motel, Norman. You know, what you do and how it works so I can help out if you need it.
Oh, it's
It's really very simple. People check in and then they check out.
Norman.
Really, Mother, what else is there? Oh, I've already looked up a couple of part-time jobs that'll allow me to pay for my own insurance.
It's unnecessary.
It is to me. I'm an adult. I don't need to be on my stepdaddy's insurance.
You know, actually, I think that's great. I think it's great that you want to be independent, Norman. I think that shows character. And...
Oh, really? Do you, Alex? That's nice.
Okay, Norman, don't be rude. This isn't easy for any of us. We're all trying here.
We, as in... Is this how it's going to be from now on?
Yes, we're married.
Look, I know this seems weird. I know that you spent your whole life with it just being the two of you, but you're going to get used to this. It's going to take time, but you're going to get used to this.
Okay, Alex, there's something that you don't seem to understand. Nothing is going to change. You can be married to her, you can be sleeping with her, but you're never going to get in between us.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
Norman, there's room in the human heart for more than one person. It doesn't diminish the love that's already there.
Oh, really? Imagine that we are on a ship at sea. The ship is going down, and there is one tiny boat and room and provisions for two. Who are you going to put in that boat with you?
Well, maybe you and I get it, Norman, and we leave her on the ship.
No, Alex, don't make jokes. That's inappropriate. Because it's ludicrous. We are not in a sinking ship. We're in a big, beautiful, warm house, and we're all fine.
You're such a hypocrite, Mother. My whole life, you have kept me so close to you that I couldn't breathe without you. You never wanted me to have a girlfriend or even a good time. I gave up everything, everything for you, Mother, and I did it gladly because I understand the bond between us, the cord. I understand that it is huge and sacred and unique, and now you want to tell me that doesn't matter. Now, all of a sudden, there's room for someone else. Well, there isn't, and you know it. This is our world. Our world, Mother, and that's what love is, real love. Not this pale corpse you're trying to put in its place and you never will be able to. You are setting yourself up, and he is making you think that it's possible.
Get this through your head. No one is making me do anything. I am a grown woman. I love him, he loves me, and that is it, and you have to deal with it.
Let me talk to him.
Norman.
Norman. Put that thing down and talk to me, Norman.
What?
Put it down. Put it down!
What?
You need to grow up a little right now, and you need to think of your mother.
Don't patronize me. I have spent every waking moment of my life thinking of my mother.
Well, then you need to think of her as a human being, Norman. She's always going to be your mother. Nothing's ever going to change that. But don't you think she wants to be with someone, with a partner? A friend, a lover, someone she could share her life with? I mean, why is that such a terrible thing? Don't you think she deserves to have a man in her life? Put that down. Now back up, back up. Back up.
I hate you so much!
Norman?
What happened?
I'm moving back in. I'll go home and get my stuff tomorrow, but I'm not leaving this house tonight.